I've been in a maze. 15 minutes of fame. I put niggas on game. Living up to my name. Barrel into your mouth. I'm knocking brains out. Before I switch up the style, I kick a bitch out. Suit up, then boot up. A ruler. I'm too much. Enough's not enough. When you came up from the mud, I ain't believing you niggas. I'm a real big tipper. My diamonds on glitter. I'm just a real niggas.
I mean, real niggas ain't even gotta say they real.
Throw 100 in a tank. Up my sleeve, got an ace. I done found another way. Whether we back to back in Hondas or the Rolls, I'm rooting for my niggas cause we chosen.
Nigga, we chosen. Money we holding. Ice stay frozen. Your bitch open. Got the city on lock now. Got the city on lock. Got the city on lockdown. Nobody move a muscle, nigga. We true to the hustle. Got the city on lock. Got the city on lockdown.
See, my mama told me, don't let these girls get you in trouble. Blood, sweat, tears to the struggle. Spanish house.
Oh damn, I fucked the drop. No, the fade out.
This nigga, man.
Wait. We're not doing that this week. Besides, you know the vibe.
Yo, listen. Just for Breonna Taylor, y'all know the fucking vibe. Before I get into all my shenanigans, look, y'all don't cancel me this episode, so before I say anything cancel worthy.
He said before I say anything cancel worthy.
Listen, no, hold on. Before he says anything cancel worthy, yo, welcome back.
What these niggas?
Everybody's here. Don, where have you been, bro?
Yo, don't come for me. I ain't sent for you. Don't,
yo, hey, look, check, man. We back. It's Day of the Voices, always. I'm here with my grown-ass man co-host. I'm not introducing him, as always.
Yo, most versatile last name in the game, Bedside Benson. But today, my shit, Inspector Gadget Benson. Since these motherfuckers talk they shit on Twitter.
Go-Go Gadget arm.
Go-Go Gadget logic.
Yo.
Yo, y'all already know it is the deepest voice in the game. You know, Baritone Jones, a.k.a. Don Jones. You know, we'll say I'm back.
I
missed 1 week. It's cool though. You know, taking care of some business.
It felt you being gone felt like when niggas be like the number one seed in a regular season and they be like, all right, sit Brian.
Stop.
yo, hey,
damn.
We got,
we
supposed to be lifting up, hold on, we supposed to be lifting up our black men, and he talking
Kevin
about
Garnett,
Bron?
Yo, say Bron.
Niggas ain't got to be Bron out here.
Damn.
But I'll take KG though. He Hall of Fame.
All right, fine.
He Hall of Fame. I'll take KG. I'll take Ray. He Hall of Fame too. I'll take Reggie.
Listen.
Hey, look. Even Chuck, he ain't got no rings. Wow. But he he in the league.
I try to tell niggas they Bron. I would have told.
I appreciate that. But you know, Johnny didn't want me to be Bron.
No.
He's a bad dope.
Johnny is Allen Iverson, and let me tell you why Johnny is Allen Iverson. Because Johnny,
a real motherfucker.
Johnny's an all-star, but you can't tell him nothing. so he gonna tell you when he coming to practice, and he gonna tell you what games he gonna play in, and he gonna tell you what games is too far away and why he not playing in them. But he's great. He ain't win no championships, so.
On God.
But he's great though. Yo, we back. Don, you just introduced yourself. Yeah. Bez, how you introduced yourself. Yo, I was trying to figure out what's still going to be the vibe for this episode, right? Because I'm like, we could do some real high energy shit, or we could do some real sad shit. Because either way, it's a lot going on. And last week was a dead ass week. But this shit was a picked up ass news week.
This nigga want to go off.
He do want to go off. But before he goes off.
Okay.
The fuck? What's new with you niggas? I know we did the what's new before recording, but this is the actual recording. What the fuck?
Don, since you not been here, Don.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Niggas missed.
Yeah, you
niggas
had 2 weeks.
Niggas missed 1 week.
But think about it. People haven't heard you in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
So you must inform people why you weren't.
You have
what the fuck is going on?
It's only right.
No, you already know, man. You know, on the DC Athletics grind, man. You know, just trying to get that clientele up. One of my young dudes, he ended up in the paper.
Let's get it.
Up in the paper out there. We signed waivers for that, so I wouldn't be out here.
Where you think this dude coached at?
What y'all arrested last week for a steroid situation?
You said what?
I'm fucking with you.
I said, hold on, wait. Yeah. I was like, I don't even know where to find them. No, he said, but you know, he's doing this thing out there in Conneaut, Ohio and shit. That's so the Ashtabula area.
Oh, okay. I'm Ashtabula. Yeah, I know where that's at.
Not, yeah. Gotcha. People don't know Conneaut, so Ashtabula. Everybody gotcha. Know where Ashtabula is at.
Is that new is that near Vermilion?
I honestly don't know how far it's going towards PA. Let's
you know
just
what
put that
I was trying to go with that. No, I was trying to go out with that. You know that commercial that'd be like Vermilion, Maple Heights. Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to see which one that was closest to. Johnny, what the fuck has been up with you, man?
Start grad school this week.
Oh wait, yeah.
It's fucking lit.
It's lit. Congrats. That shit is huge, man. We like to see black men educating themselves, man.
Feel me?
Speaking of niggas educating themselves, I was listening to Joe Buttons and them podcasting, and they had this section where they was getting on LeBron about reading. Did y'all hear this shit?
Man, that nigga was like, yo, like it's a very
yeah. So man. Yo, so listen, nigga, so it's this shit, yeah, it's this shit going on about every time you see LeBron taking a picture with a book, he doesn't make it past the 10th page. So like everybody, I guess, that was trolling him about that. So he Taylor Rooks, who was personally,
yeah. I met her twice in my life, in person conversations, and she is probably one of the top 10 most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
Shouts out to black women. Taylor Rooks asked him, how was that Malcolm X book, the autobiography of Malcolm X that he was reading? Mm-hmm. And LeBron gave a very generic.
That nigga gave. Did you do the summer reading?
I wish I had an interview on hand.
Like I went through.
He spark noted it. Yeah.
Spark notes clip.
He spark noted it.
Shout out to
y'all. Spark noted it.
Y'all help half these niggas in Northeast Ohio pass.
Hey, listen.
Pass college.
When LeBron was answering this question, man, he said, you know, he really was just a smart gentleman. And the whole time, all I could think about was, this reminds me of freestyling a PowerPoint. Like when your teacher like, oh, is your group ready? And y'all like, nigga, did you do the nigga? You ain't do the paper, nigga. All right. So Christopher Columbus, yeah. Like that's what that shit sounded like, man. LeBron, fucking read. Hold on, I'm gonna drop a fucking bomb for myself. One more. I'm sitting on a 112 interview.
Talk your shit then, Dev.
And I don't know. This is the thing, man. I'm sitting on this 112 interview, and this shit is like clearly the biggest opportunity that I've really had in this media shit. Yeah. So, shouts out to me. Shouts out to y'all. We do this shit. Also, we the best fucking podcast in Cleveland. No cap. I'm not going to hold you. I got hit to a couple of niggas' numbers, and that's why I'm saying this shit. I got hit to a couple of niggas' numbers.
Like their
numbers, yeah. Their weeklies. I got hit to a couple of niggas' numbers.
It's not looking good.
And it's not. And I was like, damn, bro. Because I'm such like this competitive nigga to where, not that I want to know niggas' numbers, but my numbers sometimes make me, I be irritated. Either really happy or really irritated, right? Yeah. And so then I got hip to these niggas' numbers who be fronting like them shit sis.
It's vile.
I'm not talking about people that's like, nah, we grinding too. I'm talking about people that's like, oh nah, pull here. Up. We running this shit. They not talking the same shit we talking. And I got hit to their numbers and I'm like, yo.
This is the work.
This is it.
Is this your king?
I'm trying to tell you. So shouts out to the three to y'all boys, man. To us, to the three of us, man. We really killing this shit. Johnny, you said that you was about to get canceled on Twitter. What the fuck?
I probably did already.
What? Tell me about that shit, please.
It's Tory May, bro.
Is that what it was about?
Yes.
So tell me what the tweet was, because I don't have Twitter. So enlighten us who don't have.
And you got to tell him like he's never used it before.
Okay. Yeah, like I don't even know what it is.
So our tweet. So let's get a little recap.
Okay.
Meg had a live IG live.
Right.
And said, basically, niggas talking too much shit out here. Mm-hmm. Tori's publicist said some shit. She said, I'm really tell what the vibe is. She said, yes, Tori, you shot me. And then she said, niggas arguing in the car.
Wait, Johnny.
The interview.
I don't have the whole interview, but I do want to play this clip from it because I like the vibe that you're going.
You know what? Let's get all the facts before I really give y'all niggas the facts.
Y'all so worried about it. Yes, this nigga Tory shot me. You shot me. And you got your publicists and your people going to these blogs lying and shit.
That's facts. Now, she says the story happened was they was arguing in the car, right? She was in the front seat. He was in the back seat. She gets out the car. Mm-hmm. They're arguing too much for her. Yeah. She said, "Fuck it, I'm gone." She gets out the car.
Wait, okay. So
this is
Meg,
this is out of Megan's mouth. I'm paraphrasing, but this is out of Megan's mouth.
Okay, so her and Tori. Okay, so her Tori's and Tori in was back, in the car.
Tori's in the back seat.
Because this
in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
You must let all everybody that's under four feet must ride in the back.
Ooh. Boom.
Boom. You know the vibes. You seen the warning sign on the window shield. You seen the wind warning. So she leaves out the car. This nigga, when she's leaving out the car walking, this nigga gets out goes into like the passenger window, yeah, whatever, went the backseat window,
yeah,
gets the gun and start busting at her shit.
This is what she was talking about on her live. So she gets out of the car. He didn't want her to get out the car.
No. I'm not gonna put no more than what I said.
Okay.
Don't put no more sauce
Meg
than what.
So this is what Meg was talking about on her live. Outside of saying that Tori shot her, the summary of her live is that she got out of the car, and when she got out of the car, Tori started busting
at her outside the window. You see what I'm saying? So the nigga's
he
did a drive-by greasy. Okay?
Nigga, that's not what we okay.
So now, before I get on my tangent and whatever I'm about to say, I will disclaim and say, yo, Tori is wrong for shooting this girl if the story is what it is.
But see, yo, but
damn, oh, see that.
Yo, yeah. All right, cause this is what I wanted to I really was like, yo, this is the stance he's gonna take today.
You know me. I need all
this
the facts.
This is the stance that he's going to take today. This is the stance that he's going to take today.
All I'm saying is this. One, I'm going to say this. Yo.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this. One, I need to understand why they was arguing and what led this nigga to shooting her. Now, people going to say this. Why does it matter, Johnny?
Why does it matter, Johnny?
The reason why the
tell
fuck
us
it matters,
why it matters.
Because yeah. there's always a reaction. There's always an action for another action, right? And we never say, "Oh, does it fucking matter in jail?" No. In court cases and shit, there's never just a he did it, fuck it. We can't be doing that shit just cuz it favors the nigga you fuck with. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So my thing is this. Let's not act logically right here. Did she say something provoking?
I'm laughing.
Let him go.
Because this shit, not this situation, but this nigga is just so funny to me, bro. Because I knew this was the stance he was going to take. Go ahead.
You know me, bro.
I don't even know why you laughing, because
you know
I wasn't
me.
Surprised. When he sent us that message in the group chat and said, "I'm about to get canceled on Twitter," and 3 hours before, it was because this shit dropped. I knew where he was going to go.
Because I'm going to ask the questions that motherfuckers not going to ask. That's why I need to be a low-key detective, because I'm going to ask questions
this
and be like this.
I'm Batman.
I really don't give a fuck what you're going through right now. I'm going to ask you the question, did you do it? So, number two. What happened between the, unless this nigga is batshit crazy and just said, fuck it, I'm going to just shoot.
You have been saying for a while, she's 6 foot, he's 5 foot, you know?
Megan,
no, but I'm keeping it G, though. If this nigga really, like, in his brain, like.
She's tall as shit for a girl. Let's just put it that
she's
way.
She's very, for sure. Very much so. If this nigga crazy enough just to go outside the car and start shooting at her shit, blazing her shit, then I'm like this. That nigga wild. But you telling me this nigga just shot her shit, not saying he had a valid reason, but in his head, he didn't have a reason to shoot her in his head. And no. Not saying it's right or wrong. That's a disclaimer. Y'all keep going back to us thinking I support this nigga.
No. But don't give your disclaimer. Because
I'm giving a disclaimer.
Nah, because what your disclaimer does is your disclaimer makes you nobody can say that you're wrong because of your disclaimer.
Yes. Because
you really are wrong.
No,
I'm
not wrong.
No, Dev's saying hold on to your disclaimer. Fuck that shit.
I'm not
for the
wrong.
Content.
No,
say
I'm
what
not.
You got to say.
Exactly.
No, what I'm telling him is this.
I'm not wrong.
He's leaving a disclaimer so he can make these points and still say, but I'm not saying it's okay though.
It's not okay. Well, my thing is this.
But it ain't
so
wrong
okay, let's like this. If I was a detective, I would be in the right. That's all I'm saying.
If you was a detective, you'd be in the right for asking these questions.
On God. On God. On God. These are legit questions. These are legit questions. So you telling me nigga just shot you for no reason?
Bro, what's your other point, man? I want you to get your shit off.
Other point is this, yo. So what provoked this nigga to do that shit? Number two, this is the crucial thing that had me like, I don't know about this. Did y'all see the video of the cops coming?
When she was walking backwards.
He's on the ground, the door's open. Yeah. So you tell it when, so I thought, now I'm thinking the whole story true. When I saw the video, damn, because we heard she got shot in the car, right?
Right.
So you telling me, logically, let's think some logic here.
Yeah.
You telling me that you go out the car, right? A nigga goes out the window, starts shooting at you. Now, I'm not gonna assume that first shot was the money shot in the foot. And it's hard as fuck to shoot a nigga in the foot.
Right.
So, you telling me he's
gonna be John Wick.
Fuck out of here. If he is, sign a nigga up for the Navy fucking SEALs, my nigga. SEAL teams, SEAL Team Tory, my nigga. SEAL Team 6. 6666. Like I'm saying.
Oh my God.
So, you telling me this nigga out the window, busting at her shit, right? She ain't hit the jets. She ain't hit the run. You ain't trying to maneuver out the way. And then you telling me from her game, her shot in her foot, she stayed at the car.
But wait.
And stayed at the car until the cops came. After she got shot, you didn't hit no jets. You just stayed there. Because my thing is, if a nigga ever shoot at me, friend, foe, anything, I'm gone because you're trying to kill me.
But this is the thing, though, Johnny.
What's the thing?
The story that you're comparing the facts that you were just given to.
A video I seen. The facts.
You saw the video of them walking backwards to the police.
Right.
But you didn't see, there's no video of Tory actually shooting her. But what I'm saying. But hold on, no. This is what I'm saying. You're saying, well, initially you were shot in the car, but now you were shot while you were getting into your friend's car, right?
No. I think the point you're trying to get at is not the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
I'm saying the timeline between the cops getting there.
And when the shooting took place.
And when the shooting happened. And then and then also the circumstance, you still there around the car while you got shot.
But
and
this
then you
is,
able to walk still, but you're on the ground.
So
and
this is a lot the, of questions. But this I is have. The thing though. This is the thing though. The reason why I was saying that by you leaving a disclaimer, that's you saying I'm gonna raise all of these points, but that's still gonna make me I'm still not agreeing with what Tory did.
Oh God.
The thing is this though. There is zero situations where shooting a chick that you in the car with, like Meg was not, if Meg was beating on him, then I like, no, but Meg was not trying to John Wick that nigga in the car. There's no way Meg is trying to stab
but
this
you
nigga.
We don't know that though. And that's what I'm saying. No one knows what the fuck happened in the car.
So you're saying that because of what we don't know, we should hear Tory's side and we should
hear everybody's side, not just Tory's side, the motherfucking driving, the nigga security in there. I'm trying to hear everybody's story in the right timeline because from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of missing pieces to this story for niggas to be just like
but
this.
This is the thing though. What about Meg's story does not seem true to you?
No, I'm not saying this doesn't seem true. I'm saying there's certain pieces. I'm not saying she's lying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that there's certain elements of that from what I've heard, seen, right, and rumored, all three, right?
But you've never heard the rumor. But this is the thing.
What
the
do you mean?
The rumors don't mean anything.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to what's said and what I see on the tape.
Right.
That don't add up to me.
Meg's story.
Meg's. I'm not saying she's lying. Because it could.
So what the fuck does that don't add up to me? And she's
not
lying.
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying.
Hey, you know you done fucked up, right?
I didn't fuck up.
You know you done fucked up, right?
No. What I'm saying is this: it's not my perception of the story. I'm not saying she's lying. She got shot, my nigga. It's certain parts of the. Yo, she just told you I walked on the car. I got shot. You like this? That you didn't. You gave me a very general, vague. Story behind
because it's
the story.
It's a case that's being investigated.
But nigga, if it's a fucking case, what the fuck you talking about on IG Live?
I'm not. But this is the thing.
But everybody talks about that kind of cases on IG Live. They're just not going to disclaim. But they're not going to say. They're not. If you go back to a lot of people talking about this, they're not going to talk about the entire case.
What
they're not going to go into super details.
Nah, but
she trying to get something straight.
Real shit. Real shit.
Whatever she feel like she gotta get straight, she got getting
emotional,
straight.
She got an emotional bag.
Nah. This is the thing.
Bro.
Johnny, you don't think that Meg had a conversation with somebody in her team before she got on that live and said that?
Fuck out of here. Because I would have told her don't say nothing online.
You don't think she... Johnny, you gotta understand this.
And if they did, they publicists is
Johnny,
stupid
you,
for that.
No. Let me tell you why they publicists is not. Let me tell you why they publicists is not stupid for that. Because if you can convince the entire world, and not even convince, because there's a lot of proof that says Tory did shoot her.
He did shoot her.
Okay, so if you can tell the entire world before it even goes to public court that Tory Lane shot me, and his team is saying that he didn't, and you can already make him the criminal before you even get to court, that makes your case even much stronger.
But what I'm saying is this. Number one, so one thing is this, though. But what if the court shit come out, bro? I'll compare it to this. This is the same thing like Justice Smollett's story, right? Niggas is like, yo.
Nah, it's totally different.
Listen what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Niggas is like, yo, this shit happened to him. We must believe what he said. We must go by the story. Yo, boom, 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 boom. What he says is an absolute fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, everything he was saying, the whole story, then some shit was like, I don't know. But niggas was like, yo, Johnny, you should believe this nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? He did this. All this. I'm like, yo, shit don't add up, my nigga. Then we come to find out the nigga faked the whole thing. And I'm not saying she did fake the thing. What I'm saying is, like, you have to get out of the notion of just going by the morals of everybody else's shit and not questioning stuff when shit pop off. We're not saying that she didn't get shot. We're not saying that he was not in the wrong. But what I'm saying is use your logical sense.
So let me ask you these questions. Did Tory Lanez shoot Meg Thee Stallion?
Yes.
Did Meg Thee Stallion get shot?
Yes.
What the fuck do the details matter?
It don't matter, bro, because you don't know what happened. Whoa, right?
No, hold on. Before you say what you gotta say, Dev is saying it literally from the court piece that did Meg get shot? Yes. Did Tory shoot her? Yes, that's it. There's nothing else to talk about. The story doesn't matter. That's what Dev's saying. The story doesn't matter.
But that's everybody else on Twitter. That's what that irrational logic.
But Johnny, what you got to understand is the logic is not irrational, because even in court, there is going to be no situation where it's okay for Tory Lanez to shoot Meg Thee Stallion.
Yes, it is. You do not know that, my nigga. You really do not know that. Dev, what I'm saying is this. So you telling me like this. There's laws that say if a nigga threatens your life, you are allowed to kill that nigga with a gun. Okay. You know that shit true.
Right.
So what I'm saying is this. We do not know what happened in that soul situation to even say
I'm gonna ask the question then. So why does he shoot her in the foot?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, like, from what you just said, from what you just said, the point you're trying to make, but what you just said was there's laws that if a nigga threatens your life, you can kill that nigga. Exactly. So why, if I'm getting my life threatened, am I going to shoot you in your foot?
Nigga, you telling me this nigga aim for a foot? Donald, my thing, when you shoot a gun, nigga, that bitch go any fucking where, Donald?
So hold on. So Johnny, you go to the gun range. You go to the gun range.
Yes.
Yes. You don't aim at a target at the gun range.
Yes, I aim at the center mass.
Okay, you're aiming at a target, but you tell me you take out the gun, letting that bitch sing, and they only hit her foot.
Niggas do that shit in the hood.
Wait, but this is the thing.
Niggas, so you letting that bitch sing all the time? Stop using this. Y'all gotta stop using this fucking this. I'm on her side logic all the time.
It's not that I'm on her side, Johnny. It's something else for you to think about.
This is what I'm thinking. Y'all like this, Johnny. She got shot. He shot her. End of story. That's not the end of all stories, my nigga.
Johnny, understand this. What I'm saying is this. Even in the courtroom, when you break down the fact that Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion, there is going to be no valid case that proves him innocent of shooting her.
Let me say this.
Unless they can prove that it was on accident, then yes, we'll see Tory walk free. But if you're telling me that at some point in the courtroom, what I'm saying is, at some point when they go into the details of this case, Tory Lanez would have shot Meg Thee Stallion or misproperly used the firearm. Or something, but there is no way he gets this case and walks away.
What I'm saying is, did he intentionally do it? Did he accidentally do it?
But Johnny, The point is not, this is what you got, this is the disconnect that I feel like you having. I feel like you're thinking that everybody is saying Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion and men should not shoot women, so that automatically qualifies him as guilty.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. I'm saying Tory shot Meg either with intent to harm her, or Tory was being a dickhead around Meg and fucked around and harmed her. Right. And so therefore he's
things.
But what I'm saying is he's still guilty.
But that's your thought process, Dev. That's you. That's Devin. That's your thought process.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's not everybody's thought process, bro. Everybody's thought process is like, yo, this nigga meant to harm her. This nigga meant to shoot her. And then her saying that nigga came out the car and shit, did that shit, bro. That she like, oh, this nigga meant to shoot her and shit. But you telling me, what I'm saying is this. And I'm saying from logic. I'm saying it from my experience and other shit. If I hear a gun go off, my nigga, I'm running. If a nigga shoots me, I'm not getting back in the fucking car, the nigga that shot me, bro. If she got out of a car and is walking back towards the police, that means she got shot and went back into the car. From the story that she said, that the nigga, but she's Johnny, already, hold on, listen, she's already outside the car. In my line of dying, Dev?
Nah, you still here.
I'm keeping
said,
it.
He said, no, you so still alive.
So, Dev, if I'm thinking from a timeline, so, Dev, I shoot you outside of the car.
But, Johnny, this is what I want to say, though. Johnny, you can't compare the situation to me and you because we don't have the same.
No, you got to
understand this.
I'm talking to you just as me, just relaying a story to make it me and you.
Because, but this
so
is
you're
the thing.
You're going to get back in the car
is the thing, Johnny. They're not me and you. You got to look at the details.
No, my bad. A motherfucker won't get back in the
car. This is what I'm saying. This shit was supposed to be going down at Kylie Jenner's house between Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. And we already saw, you got to understand, the situation from whatever happened seems to where they were trying to get their shit together before the police got there. Because what I'm saying is this. If you're thinking of initially a gunshots going off, we would have been gone before the police even came.
Exactly what I'm
saying. But what I'm saying is this, though, Johnny. Right. It's been signs to where you could catch them trying to get their shit together. It initially came out that the party was at Kylie Jenner house. Then a couple weeks later, everybody's like, nah, it wasn't at Kylie house. Even though the three of them was in the live together the same night that it happened. So when it comes to trying to debunk, why would they get in the car together? It's impossible to do that shit because it's already been one of them cases where the stories is all over the place.
So what I'm saying is this. All I want to know is this. Two things. All I want to know is two things before I can. I know Tory's in the wrong, but to me to be like this, fuck that nigga, right? I need to know two things. Why they were arguing, number one, or what was said in that car for him to logically think that this is the most appropriate thing to do at this moment. He can be wrong. I just want to know what the fuck it is. But number two, I want to really know why she got back inside the car or stayed in by the vehicle after this nigga then came out of a window and start opening fire on her.
But
that's,
you know,
all
what
I'm
the,
asking.
But this the
because
thing,
from the video and the story she said, in the video that is shown, she somewhat stayed at the scene and got back in the car.
But this is the thing, though. What I'm saying to you is this.
Is that not a logical thing to think about from the story she said in the video?
This is my point to you, though. I think that the reason why everybody is so upset about this situation is because it's a lot of people that's saying that specific thing. Oh, I need to hear the details first. I need to know what the details is. Like, we got to be logical about this, guys.
You know why that
but
is.
Then, hold on. And then we see a lot of situations, and I'm specifically talking about the relationships between black men and black women. We'll see a lot of situations where they be like, fuck the details. It don't matter if he was fighting whomever, wherever. Why did they shoot him? Why is he dead? And then when it's a Meg Thee Stallion situation or when it's a black woman situation, for there to be a number of us as black men that be like, nah, before we go in on Tory, before I stop fucking with Tory, I need to know the details first.
Because I'm not going to blindly go to battle when I don't know what the fuck I'm fighting for.
So is that the standard that you hold for everybody?
I hold that standard for majority of shit. Yeah, except pedophilia. You can die. You can die.
I don't disagree with you about them dying.
I just said, am I logical to think that something don't not saying add up, but there's a piece of that story that we do not that's I want to say important.
No, You're not illogical to think that, though. You're right.
I mean, just like, I'm going to be real with you. I mean, because I honestly think that, I mean, I'm not saying we're, because by no means is any part of this ever when a man puts their hand on a female, blowing anything out of proportion. But, like, people didn't really, when Rihanna and Chris Brown went through what they went through, I don't think we really got the full story. But truth be told, I don't think there was ever a full
story. Did she bite that nigga?
No, I don't know. No, I'm not wildin'. No, I'm really asking a question.
I'm really not wildin'.
Like, I'm really asking a question. Like, because I don't fully know what exactly happened with that. So with a situation like this where somebody now has been shot, yeah, now you have to figure out what the fuck happened.
Because
that was an initial, because think about it, if you think about it, people always talked about, oh, people, domestic violence and all that.
We're not validating.
No, but by no means, Donald Jones will never validate any man putting their hands on a woman. Hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead.
So when you had the Rihanna and Chris Brown case, when Chris Brown put his hands on Rihanna, they're like, oh, well, Rihanna hit him first. Never is that a validation for me ever in life. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Right.
Look, I don't care if she punched him square in his nose. Get out the car.
This is the thing, though.
That's a cultural thing, though.
That's a cultural thing. I'm not saying it's not.
But
that's
this is the
thing. I agree with what you're saying, but also, too, we can't put sometimes our code of ethics to every situation.
Nah, because this is the thing.
But that's what I said. Those are my code of ethics.
Nah, because let me say this, though. You cannot say that, oh, in no situation is it okay for Chris Brown to beat the shit out of Rihanna, or in no situation is it okay for Tory Lanez to shoot Meg Thee Stallion. But we need the details, though.
Time out. What I'm saying, what we're saying is this, though. Because
I do want you,
because it seemed like you're hearing what we're saying and you're stopping from there. that's what I feel like you're doing.
Probably.
So what I'm saying is this.
You're stopping.
But me, what I'm saying is that, yo, Johnny Benson thinks that, yo, Tory's fucked up. Chris is fucked up for hitting it, right?
Yeah.
All that shit. But also, too, I'm not going to just stand back and in my head, because that's just how I think, and be like, if it was true that Rihanna did, when I heard Rihanna did bite, if I'm wrong,
I don't know.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about from the rumor. If she bit this nigga or put harm to him first, right? I was always raised in a matter of that. Yo, don't you ever hit a woman? But as a woman, don't try to hit no nigga, because you can't be mad at the reaction you get out of a man if you put him in danger. You don't know what that motherfucker thinks is danger or not. To maybe to you, Dev, a chick hitting you might not be nothing for you, but to another nigga, that might be something. And we can't, everybody logic ain't the same. Just the same way how I want to know what the fuck was said and what was done for that nigga logically in his head to be like, I have to kill this bitch. Because from how I think about things, I don't think about things. You just shoot a gun at a nigga and that shit cool. I think of shit. If I pull a gun on you, I'm prepared to kill you.
Right.
Straight like that. There's no right. ifs, ands, or buts.
Right.
So why did he think that he was prepared to kill that woman at that moment?
Why is that?
She, as someone that says, someone's like, yo, this nigga just shot at me. Why is she still inside the vehicle of a man that just shot her? That's the questions I want. Because my thing is, because if
wait, is it not possible that she was scared?
If you're scared, you don't stay with the nigga that shot you?
Johnny, I think that what you're imagining, you are imagining for her to be scared and instantly try to, like, everybody, there's not this one set scared reaction. Like, we don't all react the same when we're scared. Is it not possible that she froze up?
What I'm saying is that she froze up, but from the time the police came, for me, a motherfucker shooting like this in the air, shooting like that towards me, and the police coming right there and you backing up and anything, I don't care if these niggas is SWAT team. There is no niggas that come that fast to a scene of a crime. So what I'm saying is
that there was a lot of shots.
It was a lot of shots. A lot of shit went on. If a nigga throw out a couple shots at me or shoot me even once in my foot and made that lucky shot, I would never get back in the car with that person. And I don't know. And I don't know a soul that would get back in the car with a nigga that just tried to kill me. If you shoot somebody, you try to kill him, bro.
But I think what Dev is saying is, we don't know, one, the extent of what it, of course, we will, I don't care what anybody say.
I don't care if it's a court case that happens. We will never know the extent of what actually happened that night.
Oh,
what
God.
What the levels of shit that went down that night. But, and Dev can correct me if I'm wrong, but like just like some and like some women like stay in abusive relationships.
Right.
They don't know. Like they know they getting beat up and stuff, but they don't are verbally abused or even, something. But it's then, not easy for them just to say, all right, I'm out. All right, bye.
And not, I'm not even just talking about like that, but I'm talking about like you can, there's no set scared reaction to anything.
Right.
Like the way a nigga react, if somebody kicked this bitch in right now, y'all niggas might get up and work with the nigga.
Right.
I might freeze the fuck up. I might hide in a corner. You might pull out and shoot the nigga.
Right.
Don might try to jump out the window. Like, there's no set scare reaction. So you right. can't say, oh, well, if he was shooting, why the fuck would she get back in the car?
From my experiences and from what I know and for me being in a lot of situations that gunshots have been passed my way
right.
in the area of me, I have never in my life, never, and I don't know one nigga that their first thing to think of is to get back into the same, be in the same vicinity as someone that shot me.
But
that's what I'm saying.
But so you're applying your what to this case?
I'm applying experiences. You're not,
okay, your personal experiences to this right. case.
So if I'm wrong, and I'm gonna stand on my two, I'm gonna stand on my two toes and say I'm wrong.
Right.
Which is cool. I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong, but I'll be damn sure gonna say what the fuck I'm gonna say.
But what I'm saying is that you got smoke for everybody that's applying their personal ethics and personal
experiences. Oh, I have smoke for niggas for not either A, not questioning shit, B, just going on just following the trend of Twitter morals for clicks and fucking retweets. That's what I have a problem with.
Yeah.
That nigga just say like, you got motherfuckers just saying like, yo, da 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 da, just to get a fucking retweet, just to get,
he's
just
talking
to,
about
just to
somebody.
Get some fucking I'm talking about that nigga APAP. I'm talking about him. I'm talking about a lot of you local motherfuckers too.
I had a feeling. I'm like, nah, this is third
that
time
shit
saying
corny,
that,
bro.
He's talking
he's
about
targeting somebody on this yeah. boy.
I'm not even trying to say like I'm not even trying to say like, if someone told me, bro, if someone broke down the story. And said like, yo, and broke it down and said how this nigga is complete. I'm not saying completely wrong, but more just in a way that's like, yo, this nigga gotta go. You know what I'm saying? He broke the story down and supported everything they said. I've been like, cool. You make the most sense. Your theory makes the most sense. Fuck it. We don't agree how this shit happened.
So
what I'm saying is though, why the fuck is niggas gotta stop just cold telling shit? Because it's a dangerous game to play, especially in situations like Justice Smollett and other shit like that. You just ride the fucking coattail of fucking Twitter morals and culture morals and shit, cancel culture, and then you don't know what the fuck going on. Then when shit really come out to play, and then it's not really how strong you were saying it or how the vibe of what the fuck was given to you, because you just believe, but you just went with one word and didn't even think about the other factors and shit, and now you silent as fuck. You tweeting about your dog and how the fuck you ain't getting no dick that weekend. Shut the fuck up, my nigga.
Targeted somebody right there.
Yeah, he was talking. I'm really getting tired of
this shit. Hey, Johnny just told a nigga he know where he stay.
I'm tired of this shit, bro.
Where your grandma stay? Where your mama stay? Where your daddy stay?
Niggas gotta stop them Twitter morals, my nigga.
Talking about get out the car, homie.
Niggas gotta stop them Twitter morals for metrics, my nigga. Talking about
get out the car if I snatch you out that motherfucker, homie.
That's a dangerous fucking game, bro. That's a dangerous fucking game.
Speaking of niggas playing dangerous games, man. Speaking of niggas playing dangerous games, man.
Let me chill out.
Listen.
Take a breather.
Wait, hold on. I want you to take a breather because we got another. The internet has been fucking wilding today.
Niggas gonna come at me crazy, and I don't give a fuck because y'all niggas know where I stay in my number.
The internet has been wilding, Johnny. Oh, take a breather.
My address, my phone.
We got another interview we got to get off because niggas have definitely been wilding. So hold on, let's see, man. Let's see what else has the internet been up to.
Okay, give me another like really, really rancid story. One of the nastiest things you've ever done. Let's hear it.
Oh, I got peed on too. Not, I didn't know what was happening. He just did it. He just like. Was
bitch,
like,
please say who?
Fuck Trey Songz. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Wait.
How did he surprise pee on you? What?
Okay. So I go to the bathroom to wipe the nut off my face, like in between rounds. He follows me in there. He's like, get in the bathtub. I'm like, okay. So So I do. And I'm like laying down. And he's standing over me like jacking off. And he's like, put it through pussy. I'm like, okay. So I do. And then he's like, put it through tits. So I do. And then he literally just peed on me like that. And I was like, what the fuck on my eyelashes? And he's like, you're fine. And I was like,
you're fine. How many rounds has Trey Songz gotten him?
Oh, 5 million.
Really?
Yes. When I left, there was a pile of condoms on the ground. I was like, whoa. I don't even
know. He wore a condom every time?
Yeah.
Holy shit. This guy's got an invincible cock.
Did you know well how you told me?
What?
I wish he wasn't as nervous, but I'm not going to make a goal.
He already got mad at me for like talking about him, but I don't give a fuck.
Who cares, bitch? Trey. Just don't ever see him.
Terry?
No, Trey. But every bitch I know that has fucked him says the same shit. Like,
did he pee on him?
Yeah. I think his kid. Like, he took my phone and my purse away for like a whole day, held it over the balcony, was like, bitch, if you try and leave, I'm going to drop this shit. I'm like,
but y'all don't want to
watch as soon as you say it.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, we, yeah.
Did you unmute this nigga?
Yeah, you can hear yourself,
I'm
can't you?
I'm about to say, nigga, is this your king? Ladies, is this your king, ladies?
Yo,
is this your pharaoh? Is this Mr. Panty Dropper, ladies? Is this the...
This right here is a panty dropper.
Is this your hair weave killer that you claim to love?
Yo, hey, real shit. Hey, black man, hey, we dropped the ball this week, bro.
No. That nigga dropped the ball.
We dropped. Nah, Tori.
Stop grouping us. Stop grouping us, bro.
Hey, hold on, real quick, dog. Hey, look, I'm about to slide in that PSA, man. So I can turn it. Don't group us. All
right, wait, hold on. We're not at
PSA.
Stop.
Don't group us.
All right. We not at the PSA yet.
No, I'm at my PSA. Don't group us.
Don. All right, so wait. Hold on, Don. That was your first. Listen, what is your initial reaction to that?
So, that was my first time doing that shit. And so, like... Oh, shit. That shit fried, bro.
That shit's fried, bro.
So, like, y'all explain to me, because I don't know who they are, who was saying that. I don't know who that was. So, y'all explain to me,
Johnny,
please,
you were explaining a little bit.
Who the fuck are they?
So, that girl. So, okay. Number one, the podcast is called No Jumper with Adam 22. That nigga is a wild nigga. Yeah. I'll let you know right now. We ain't getting details.
That nigga just don't give a fuck.
He don't.
All I'm saying is, one time I was in the hubs trying to find my video for the week, for the day, you feel me, for the hour. And then this nigga was on there in a podcast format, and then this nigga started fucking this girl who was interviewing in the
Johnny
podcast.
Johnny just say he was in the hubs. I was in the hubs.
Hey, look, this nigga Johnny, bro.
I was in the hub, you feel me? Don't act like y'all niggas gonna be in the hub too.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying. So then, but that nigga wild nigga. So that I set the tone for motherfuckers, sonically setting the tone for niggas. Yeah. And the girl that was on there, she did an interview before she said that she had claimed that allegedly she was having sex with one of the Phoenix Suns players. And then after that, seven of his teammates came in the room and then she consently we'll say that too strongly. Consently. Us did fellatio on all seven of the gentlemen, and then Adam 22 asked her, you know, where did the nut go?
She said, well, I swallowed it. Where does it go?
He said, ladies, where did the nut go? And then this nigga said this. He was like, she was like this, I swallowed it. Like, logically, she's like, what the fuck else I'm supposed to do with it?
Hey, that is
That's
true.
A real nigga. That's a real nigga. She said, what the fuck else I'm supposed to do, nigga? Fuck. Then she said,
yo, you're
like,
fucking annoying.
I hate this.
I'll keep it a bean. So then she said the whole, you know, that's who the fuck she is. And then I guess basically there's some girls that be fucking mad celebrities and shit. The vibe, that's the vibe.
This is the thing, bro.
They also city girl shit. I love it.
Let's not let the smoke and mirrors of her sucking seven dicks.
I'm saying the tone.
You said
like
the tone for as to
who she is,
as to the caliber.
I'm not saying that she like she lit. She cool my book. I'm just saying the tone of what type of like this ain't no.
This
like,
is the environment.
This ain't no fan. He pulled out the thing. She do this for real.
Yeah, this not like when your girl like Trey Songz.
This routine. This routine. I'm gonna let you know right now. She has many more stories in the bag.
Like yo, girl, like oh, I love Neighbors Know My Name. Nah, the neighbors know Shorty.
Yeah, like nigga, the whole block know him.
I see what she did there.
Okay, pause. One thing too. Why the fuck these celebrity niggas be fucking the same girls? They all fuck the same but girls.
This
is,
man, there's so many layers to this
shit. Go, my bad. Go, I'm saying.
But let's start there. Okay, why do these celebrity niggas be fucking the same girls?
Because like there was a girl that like Joel Embiid was talking about, and she
it
was
might
with,
be the same.
But
chick.
She was with it might be who knows. I don't know who the shorty looked like. Yeah. But she was she had messed with
wink wink
with Ben Simmons. Yeah. She had messed with Donovan Mitchell. She had messed with Donovan Mitchell, the main dude for the Suns. Devin Booker.
That was no cheat. Allegedly, Devin Booker was popping.
No,
her.
there was a chick, and I'm like, you know, do your thing. Like,
let me do my Googles.
Do your Google search, but like, do your thing. But like, I don't know why they do that. Like, I don't see what the
you know.
Thing
I
is.
Think it is though. I think number one, the girls already know the vibe. Like, she already hit. Like, so boom. Like, Dev, Donald, right?
What's up?
Hypothetically, if you was fucking with a chick, right, you would fuck with a college girl over maybe a one that's a hood chick, right?
Okay.
Because no. They don't say it though. I'm not thinking about you.
You talk about cuff.
No, just fuck with her. Just think what I'm saying right, though. Because she understands. She understands the lifestyle you live. So she understands that you go to school. She go to school. She understands that you only come over certain times. I can't text you certain. I got finals. I can't.
We're about to go on a tangent for a second.
You see what I'm saying though?
Like about to go on a tangent for a second.
Listen.
All right, go
so
ahead.
I'm saying that like, she know the vibe versus maybe someone that does not know your environment. She don't understand the stuff she gonna go through. So since she fucks so many celebrities, she like this. Yo, I'll shut the fuck up for a couple weeks while you got your girl. Oh, yo, I'll meet you here.
Yeah, you ain't
just give me put me on a little small spirit flight. So when you swipe your card, okay. The bill payments don't look crazy and shit
right,
like
right.
that. I'll meet you here after the game and fuck you in front of your niggas. I don't give a fuck what the vibe is. As long as I can be with you and you can buy me bags.
Now, yeah.
That nigga
should have bought.
Nah, look that, but that's
and
why.
She, and she know these niggas don't love her, but a normal chick, oh, they don't know what the fuck to do. With that shit, they like, well, this nigga must love me if he buy me a Gucci bag.
No. This the thing, exactly though, right? And so that's why these niggas keep fucking her. But what I also don't understand is because this same chick also be
doing
telling
greasy.
The niggas who
greasy.
Be fucking her.
Doing them greasy. But that's where
I'm looking for the logic.
No. That
I need details on that shit.
That logic don't make no fucking sense. That logic makes no fucking sense. But it's like kind of damn, I fuck with a girl that like ain't never had shit or really saw no shit. And now she falling in love. I could fuck a savage chick that really been around. And my niggas know the shit good.
To your theory. On fucking with the college girl over the hood chick. This is where I stand. I would cuff the college girl before I...
Huh?
I would probably cuff the college girl, right? If she is who I want her to be. Because I would also cuff the hood chick if she
see,
is...
You're thinking too deep into it now.
Nah, but this is what I just wanted to say. because I liked your analogy. Okay, it worked. Okay. But I just wanted to make sure you knew where I stood... Just because it's
a
podcast.
No. You want the fans to know where
I stand.
You're not
slick. You don't give a fuck about me.
You're not slick. What you just try to say was, I don't agree with this nigga Johnny. He tripping. Don't mesh me with this nigga Johnny because he didn't say some wild shit already about Megan and then he already going off
no,
the tangent.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So
you
said not group canceled. This is not a buy one, get one. This is not a BOGO deal.
Three for one special.
This ain't a two for one special.
Listen, man, I don't know what's wrong with this nigga Trey. Okay,
But you know what's fucked up though?
What's up?
It took a white girl.
To say
white.
Some shit.
It took a white girl when Keke Palmer told you that nigga was a fucking weirdo.
And that's what I wanted to. That's the conversation that I really
want to have. So she initially, and this is a question because I really, like I said, I'm not hip to this.
Nah, it
so
to this,
it goes yeah. back to it goes back to Keke. Like Keke
so,
had said
so
that
basically,
shit.
Basically, no, she ain't say no piss now.
I'm not
Keke,
saying she
Keke
did.
Keke ain't getting peed on. Well, I don't know Keke. Like you don't say. You never know. Yeah. Keke might be Keke. You feel me?
Yeah. Oh,
so
a lot of wordplay.
I'm in my podcast bag today, buddy. No. So she said in a Breakfast Club interview, like maybe 2 years ago, that Trey invited him to a party and shit, you know, to kick it, whatever. And her homegirls get into a party, and then it fuck around was a fucking video shoot. And Kiki was like, nigga, I didn't sign up for this. Like, I didn't sign up to be the video. She like, this paperwork and shit to be done. Like, I didn't want to do all that. I just wanted to kick with my homies. And she said, like, the nigga, like, she tried talking to him, and it didn't, like, he low-key tried to blow it out of proportion. And she said she hit in the bathroom and shit, like, and that's whatever. But basically she's saying, like, that nigga be doing shit without consent. He low-key sexually assaulted her low-key. Like, he be doing shit without niggas' consent, and he be doing some weird shit.
So
all that shit.
To add fuel to the fire.
Gasoline.
Or more details. I was just thinking that gasoline. Yeah, I was just thinking about that shit, but I thought I was the only one who knew it, though. Niggas. I was like, I don't think niggas. Yeah, I was like, I don't think niggas know the gasolina joint, so nigga, I kept it to myself. Like middle school
class. Yeah. We in our bag today.
Oh, Shakira who, nigga? Was that Shakira? Who was that? Shakira who, nigga? Okay, so check.
Hope it wasn't her.
To add fuel to the fire.
Right.
Do y'all remember when 50 went through the whole telly and it was all them girls in the room for Trey Songz and 50 was walking around and he recorded them and put them on the gram and was like, oh, who y'all here to see? Y'all here to see Trey Songz? Where y'all phones at? And ain't none of them had their phones. Y'all don't remember that video?
Yo, them niggas take phones, bro. Like, you know, celebrity taking phones and signing NDAs.
In the interview, Shorty said Trey would take her phone. Mm-hmm. Like, the peeing thing was the smoke and mirrors. But then she, like, you ever know somebody who went through some traumatic shit, but they go through so much bullshit, so to them, they don't realize that it's traumatic?
Yeah.
Shorty was like, oh, he would take my phone and then hang it over the balcony and say, like, oh, you think you leaving? If you leave, I'm going to drop it. So I would be there for days at a time. Like, yo.
She said that shit?
Yes.
Now, listen.
Oh, yo, if you cape for this nigga, if he capes for this nigga,
no, I ain't gonna do that.
He got that. No, I look like you about to say that.
What I'm saying is, though, listen, yo, but like, y'all might think that, like, Don looking like that shit weird as fuck. Bro. I heard stories, bro. Like, that shit is routine for celebrities, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, when celebrities fucking these little off girls in there, like these little one twosies, they sign. You gotta sign NDAs, bro. Like, mm-hmm. You gotta sign NDAs.
I mean,
you
look
sign,
at the Jada, like, and August situation.
Bro, you think, bro? That, you telling me?
No NDA.
Let me tell you this, bro.
Clearly, he ain't signed that shit.
But I'm talking about the, like, Joe. You think Drake? No, Drake's baby mom didn't sign NDA when he fucked her?
She did porn before.
She's a model. She's like a little. She's a little.
No, she was getting. She was fucking herself on the OnlyFans.
Oh, nigga.
She was fucking herself on, yeah. But like, before OnlyFans was OnlyFans, she was fucking herself on in the hubs, I should say.
On the hubs?
Yeah, in the hubs.
No free advertisement. Y'all niggas gonna have to write that check.
They gonna have to do their homework on that one. That ain't free advertising. They gonna be like, what are the hubs? And they go, oh.
If you a real nigga, yeah, you know where the hubs. Hub premium, baby.
Yo, Jesus. Nah, I mean, I understand that, like, a lot of these celebrities be having chicks sign these NDAs and all this shit,
which,
man,
is fucking weird.
Which, what, to start, is weird.
No.
Would you say it's weird?
Actually, you know
but
what?
But here's the thing, and I'm not condoning it at all. So let's just put that out there. I'm not condoning it at all.
Sign NDA.
But you know, no, well, no, for having them sign an NDA. But you know what? That's protecting them.
Yeah,
that's complete. Right, that shit is literally, it's weird in like a real sense, and like a real, we'll say a real just general person sense. Because if you think about it, people who have one night stands don't have people sign the NDA.
But you know
what,
though?
You're not going to have a random girl that you're messing with,
you know what,
or some random dude sign an NDA.
That's not really, you know, actually, Don, think about it. It's not really weird because, think about it, we don't got no fucking money.
Right.
So, like, we're not, we don't have money. We're not famous.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas famous and broke.
Yeah.
But we not famous. So, like, also when you fuck famous niggas and shit, like, chicks love to be like, they, like, some, it's chicks out here, and I, y'all going to cancel me today. I don't care. There's chicks out here that fuck niggas just off the fame.
Oh, for sure.
On God.
Oh, no, it's niggas.
What?
I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about myself.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'm talking about myself.
Hey, don't speak for us.
You don't have to cut that out. Yeah, cool. Like I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know what you want with that one. But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, so it makes sense.
No, I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'm agree with you, dog.
I don't think that's straight. I don't rock with that shit. But, like, it's... I mean, because a lot of people are doing it. I personally believe they're doing it now, even more so now, because I'm going to take y'all all the way back in time to Tiger Woods.
You talking about when all 11 of
them. Tiger was slanging the wood, you feel me?
Tiger Woody.
That Tiger Woods got caught up with all that shit. Like he got
Tiger Longwood.
So like, yeah. So you like, okay, if you don't sign the non-disclosure joint,
yeah,
they coming out, oh, bet.
swinging for that. Because
if you think about it, like, that shit's fried. Ultimately fried. Yeah.
This is the thing, man.
With a golf club.
But you know what? I had a conversation with a dude this weekend.
What's up?
And he said, like, actually, let's get to the real root where this nigga weird at. You pissing without, you doing sexual things to someone without consent. I'm not going to say pissing on someone is
and
weird.
Holding her hostage.
I'm not going to say pissing on someone's weird because everybody's fetish is they fetish. You know what I'm saying? That's your word. I ain't going to be pissing on people. It's squirt. What? Squirt ain't piss, though. Squirt is like, it's like female ejaculation and piss mixed together. Yeah, like I'm saying.
Thank you for the lesson.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So, but for him to do a sexual act on someone without the consent, especially pissed, y'all think we all agree that piss ain't just a normal fetish. It's not a normal acceptable fetish. So, this nigga pissed.
Very closeted.
Very much so. So this nigga did that, right? This dude told me, he said, "Yo, if she fucking Trey Songz, she didn't know she was down for everything." I said, "Sir, stop. We're not even gonna do that."
Yeah.
We're not doing that today.
No, we can't.
That's a nasty bag. And he was one of them older niggas, like, only do real nigga shit. I ain't doing that gay shit.
Yo! It's always them niggas, man. It's always them niggas.
Only do real nigga shit type niggas.
It's always them niggas. Yo, listen,
I think Trey wild, bro.
I think that Trey is not only wild for, like you said, peeing on her. It's, when it comes to the whole P thing, I agree with you, Johnny. Like, you know, whatever your kink is your kink.
Your world.
Rock out. Yes, you got to make sure that you have consent to the person that you peeing on.
Especially piss, though.
Especially piss. But the thing is like, does anybody, I know me personally, like, I have limits to what I'm going to do to somebody I don't know. And, like, that's even on some...
That's called communication.
That's, yeah. And, like, very vanilla sex shit. Like, I'm not even... I'm not a horrible decisions type of nigga. But what I'm saying is that even with the chick that I don't know, I'm giving her, like, my... I'm giving her the fundamentals.
Like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. I don't know you. You about
this
to get...
Do you
this
like this?
Bounce pass. You about to get this...
Do you
this.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bounce pass. Can you catch that?
We're going to run a pick and roll of a give and go situation. But... these celebrity niggas be messing with the chicks that they don't know, and they be going too hardcore.
No, not even that. I think that they have this situation where it's like, I'm Trey Songz, I'm going to do the fuck I want to do.
Exactly, yeah.
I can pee on her, and what the fuck you going to do?
So when Kiki said, when Kiki came out in the Breakfast Club and was saying,
this nigga a fucking weirdo.
That he's a fucking weirdo, and she looked hella uncomfortable talking about him, why do you think that it was an initial we Kiki that Kiki?
Because, number one, when it comes to, like, I'm going to say the one thing about y'all black women sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to keep it a bean.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what we do.
And I even saying black. I'm going to say black because his audience is targeted to black women or women, period.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is that, y'all don't like to cancel motherfuckers. For the niggas the songs grew up on, or the song, like, you're not gonna cancel Chris. These chicks ain't canceling Chris for him and Rihanna. They never will. They're like, he made a mistake. He did it.
I heard a couple chicks say, you feel me? I heard a couple chicks say he could beat me up too.
You feel me? Like, dumbass. Stupid. So, like, I'm saying, like, with Trey, like, y'all not gonna cancel Trey because y'all love it. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I fuck with Trey's first album. Just gonna make it. Very good album.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Penny Dropper shit and all that Hair Weed Killer shit,
yeah.
Like, nah, I'm cool on that shit. That shit was always weird to me.
Which one was Can't Be Friends on? I don't know which one that was. I fuck with a couple of Trey joints, though.
But what I'm saying is, like, they don't cancel. Y'all ain't gonna cancel that nigga.
You don't think they're gonna cancel
Trey? This
is what,
bro.
This is what
it's gonna be a chick that be like this. I like golden showers, too.
I'll be honest with you. I think that women control cancel culture. I think that women influence cancel culture in a way that nobody else really influences it. For example, when they really got fed up with R. Kelly bullshit, they got him the fuck up out of here.
No, we got R. Kelly the fuck up out of here when his victims start talking.
Right, but what I'm saying is that it wasn't niggas who was at the forefront of getting him the fuck up out of here, though. It was a lot of women that was like, all right, no, all these women not lying.
But
we got to get him the fuck up out of here.
No. The women start talking that shit, mm-hmm. I think, when they start seeing that could have been them. It start being relatable.
Right, but it wasn't. But
you don't give a fuck about a nigga dog fighting until you see some dogs fighting.
But let me ask you this. we always knew he was weird. It wasn't
Mike Vick shit. That's another
kind of Hold on. We all knew R. Kelly was on some other shit.
Oh God.
But niggas was not at the forefront of canceling R. Kelly. It was not niggas. I'm talking about men. Men was not the ones who was like, yo, we gotta get that nigga the fuck out of here.
Women were either.
I'm not saying that they always were, but I'm saying that when they decided to get him the fuck out of here, they carried that.
But see how you were in it. But how you were in it, bro, is that the fact that like they just up and decided, like, you know what?
Nah.
But what I'm saying is that y'all didn't cancel this nigga
before.
And y'all didn't cancel him until y'all saw women victims come up and we like, damn.
Right.
You feel, because like you empathize with a woman because she's speaking shit from the basis of a woman. How this nigga low-key, he's fucked me up. As you like, damn, I sympathize with it. These victims coming out.
You know
we
what,
ain't gonna
Johnny?
Support these women.
It's almost like they needed all the details.
That's crazy.
Yo, it's crazy. Hey, listen, man. We got
that's crazy.
Yo, we got Don't be a dummy. We got PSAs.
You need the details of R. Kelly, but you don't need it for Tory.
We got don't be a dummy.
That is crazy.
We got PSAs.
Never mind. Let me not say what I got.
Yo, listen. I got to get this don't be a dummy off. We don't have to spend
y'all
too much time on
y'all,
it.
Y'all let pedophilia ride for years, but y'all cancel a nigga for shooting it in the foot?
Johnny, I think that's you. All right, with that statement.
I'll put a bullet in the foot over pedophilia.
With that? No.
Pedophilia over foot.
Any type of harm.
On God.
To a vulnerable to any type of
that's
harm.
Cool. We'll say the disclaimer for we'll say that
because what you.
I'm joking right now. But I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah.
I'm joking about what I'm saying. This is but we want to keep it all serious though. That nigga should have been. But
yeah, Kelly. No, Kelly should have been gone.
Pedophilia.
I'm not gonna hold you.
Niggas had the same vibe.
I'm not gonna hold you.
The thing was the reason why he didn't get canceled because I didn't separate the music from the man. That's what
I'm not gonna hold you though. Chris should have been gone too.
They didn't. That's why people still listen to them. But they don't separate. If you think about it, they don't separate the two. Just like when Michael Jackson's the
hey, Don, that was a bar, by the way, too.
It is. They don't separate the music from the man, from what the man does versus the music he makes. Just like when everybody was saying, oh, the Macaulay Culkin and, oh, why is Mike always hanging out with him type of issues that they was having.
Is that
they
possible?
They didn't separate the music from the man.
Only is that
good.
Possible?
Only for when some, it's good. Only
for,
when it's good.
For some people, it is. Some only people, they can do it. Some people can do
nah,
it.
Nah, I'm not asking you, can some people do that? I'm asking y'all, is it possible for y'all?
For me? Oh, fuck out of here. No, it ain't possible. You gotta go. You gotta go. What I'll say with people is that it's not possible for people when they grew up on it. It's nostalgic. It makes your rhythm, makes you groove.
This is
the only song I believe niggas from the 90s should be still be listening to, and the only pass I get for R. Kelly is the joint that was in Space Jams, because niggas grew up on that song. If you ain't listening to that, so that's the only song you allowed to listen to.
He married Aaliyah at that time, my nigga.
I didn't know. I don't know all that. I'm talking about the song that was in Silent.
This is what I'll say. For me personally, is it possible to separate the music from the man? The one person that I've been really good at separating the music from the man, that is Kanye.
But Kanye didn't do pedophilia.
But Kanye doesn't do pedophilia, hasn't physically harmed. He's
that's
just
different.
He just says shit that people
no,
that Ye, makes people Ye, uncomfortable.
Ye just got his own personal opinion.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't give a fuck about that. You touching little boys?
This is yeah.
And little girls.
That's different.
And anyone got convicted, that girl showed in court too.
You said who?
You talking about
that girl showed in court for R. Kelly K. The only reason why he got off because the girl didn't show the court.
Oh yeah. Which is why I think the people who was like, well, I need all the details. That's why sometimes I don't agree with the I need all the details crowd, because when the all the details crowd is a group of people, to from my experiences, has often been like, oh, the justice system is fucked up. But then also be like, yeah, but we need this to go through the justice system.
But the thing different from R. Kelly was that, like, he peed on the little girl in the video and he married Aaliyah at like 16. That's all I need. And then plus he had the interview too, like, I'm talking about teenage
But
that's enough evidence for my book.
And
that's
those are the niggas who feel like this about Tory.
Yeah.
Yo, we got a don't be a dummy, yeah, man.
Piss on a little girl and the shot is a little different. So you said you can?
You can separate the music from the man? And I'm saying overall, Dev, because Dev, you're just taking Kanye. I want you to take Mike.
Pedophilia.
I want you to take R. Kelly too.
But Mike, because
you
proved.
Can't act like you don't listen and you ain't never listened to neither one of them niggas' songs.
Oh, I've listened to all of those niggas. I
okay.
grew up on
so
all
I'm
of those
saying,
niggas.
We speaking about them three niggas. Can you separate the music from the man all the way around? Because I was joking.
This is
with
why
the whole
I was. This is why
shit.
I'll say that I can. because when I found out, I wasn't fucking, how old am I now? I wasn't 23 when I found out that R. Kelly was a weirdo.
Nigga, you older than 20.
No, but that, I'm saying that's when we found out that R. Kelly was a weirdo. I was about 23, right? This shit was like 2018 when we.
That's when you got proof. You knew he was a weirdo before.
Yeah, like we got proof.
When the documentary came out. We heard the woman, the victim.
Yeah, like 2018, 2019, I'm either 23 or 24. That's when I get confirmation. Full confirmation that R. Kelly is a fucking creep, right?
That was your full confirmation.
But like Don, because like Don, I didn't know the history. I didn't know the homework because they buried it. You see what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna hold you. So Space you Jam, can't. In 94, when Space Jam came out, how old were you, Johnny?
I wasn't born yet.
Exactly.
In 94, you weren't born yet?
I wasn't born
when Space Jam came out, you wasn't born yet?
I was born 95.
You the only nigga that was born. Hey, y'all. How you gonna tell another nigga when they born? How you
gonna tell this nigga when
you
born?
You gonna do the math on another nigga birthday?
I ain't never seen a nigga tell me that shit. He said, nigga, you wasn't born when. No, nigga, I'm not. I didn't choose when the fuck I was gonna be born, nigga.
You see what I said, bro, nigga?
I ain't tell my dad, yeah, nigga, it's time, nigga.
Nigga, Don going 38, 8, and 12 right now, man. Yo.
Nigga, Space Jam was released in 96. This nigga was born.
Okay, but I'm you saying. Said 94.
Oh, my God.
How you mad at him, bro?
Damn. You asked me a question. If I was born when the movie 94 came out, I'm gonna tell you no.
Wait, but no, but you're wrong, too, because you should have knew that it wasn't in 94. But I'm also wrong, because I should have been like, oh no, I think it was 96, but I did.
right.
So everybody's wrong.
Don, go ahead.
I forgot. Hey, look. I got to make sure that shit was born in 95. I said, hold on, wait.
What I'm saying is, like, and I understand what swept under the rug, but I think that, like, in my eyes personally, that shit really wasn't swept under the rug.
Nah, it may not have been swept under the rug for you, but, like, my mom's wasn't.
You ever watch Boondocks?
Yeah, but this is the thing. Check. When I saw that episode of Boondocks, I'm like 12. So to me, that shit is nothing but funny. You know what I'm saying? I'm 12, 14 when I see that shit. So to me, I'm perceiving that as nothing but a joke because I hear niggas joking about Mike's situation. I hear niggas joking about R. Kelly's situation.
I misinterpreted you. You when I thought Sweat, I thought you someone niggas not like kind of like saying that like he not de- you kind of saying like niggas desensitized.
That's me to saying. It. Gotcha. So I'm looking at this shit as it ain't really a big thing.
Everybody know that nigga weird.
But the, right.
That one
but,
uncle that pulled up to the cookout and you exactly. know that nigga touched your cousin.
Exactly.
Oh knowing damn God. Well that nigga fucking weird shouldn't be there. No, I ain't even trying to be funny though. But it's like, but that's how it be though. Niggas desensitize you from fucking, how can I put it? Not saying fuck that nigga. Cause it's like, he part of the family. Ooh, he done some shit in our lives. You can't just cancel that nigga out.
Right.
When it's like, nah, nigga, fuck him. He shouldn't even be here. Right. That's the same logic.
So,
Don thought.
Let me ask you.
I was going to turn that shit around, huh, Don?
This nigga.
Should we have kept that same energy for Chris?
I couldn't say energy in sixth grade when he beat the fuck out of Rihanna. I kept it.
So you canceled Chris when he beat the fuck out of Rihanna? Okay.
Even though yo
canceled
that shit. Yo,
like, yo do go stupid.
But also,
yeah.
But also too, like my cancellation, low key, like got a little less. I'm gonna be transparent. When Rihanna stopped,
I appreciate it.
When Rihanna got like kind of start fucking with him again a little bit. Like years later, forget.
That's usually when the cancellation of all sorts stops for me. I'm gonna be super transparent.
Well, if you think about it, most of the cancellations only really happen when that shit's in your face. Like, really think about it. And I'm going to take it to even to, like...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm even going to take it to even, like, let's just say everything that's going on now, like, COVID-19. Everybody was cool with the governor, Ohio governor.
Big DeWine,
when he...
Shut shit down.
When he shut shit down. But when he started opening shit back up, everybody started getting sick, and everybody's like, oh, I don't fuck with this nigga.
Right.
Then when you had that last little press conference, they're like, oh, nigga, you could have kept that shit. You could have emailed us. We ain't had to watch this shit.
I got a PSA.
So, like, I think it's only relevant for the cancellation when it's in your, and when it's consciously in your face. Like, niggas canceled Chris Brown when the pictures came out of Rihanna. When all that shit went down.
When you niggas can't ignore R. Kelly. Niggas only.
Didn't nobody cancel R. Kelly. Let's just be real. You knew R. Kelly was a weirdo, but nobody canceled R. Kelly till them documentaries came out. Like nobody did. And this is be real. Nobody canceled Mike ever. All them allegations came out.
Nobody
canceled
Nobody canceled Mike.
They didn't give a fuck.
Mike never got canceled.
During the trial, they didn't give a
during
fuck.
During the trial, they said, remember the time.
Yeah. That's true.
So I think it's just when it's in your face and it's kind of like you have to.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that when it's obvious is when people cancel. From who I am now is being a little bit more aware. I don't wait till it's obvious, but at the time when the R. Kelly situation was going on when we was younger, I was fucking a kid. So I was like, well, it don't matter to them. Boondocks joking about that shit because everything. At that point, I was old enough to where everything, I was at the age to where everything on the Boondocks was a joke. You get what I'm saying? And now I watch Boondocks and I'm like, oh.
I mean, they were saying real, but I mean, let's just be real. The Boondocks is of course a show meant to be funny. A lot of that shit is meant to be funny. There's real shit included in there, but a lot of that shit to me sometimes gets not do y'all ever feel like you don't pay too close attention because of how funny it's supposed to be.
I think what we were saying in the show was he wasn't trying to dismiss that this nigga.
Nah, the satire was about the people who were dismissing.
How the fuck you just letting this nigga?
Yeah.
Like this nigga Rui was like, bro, my nigga, like,
right.
This nigga is pissing on underage girls. Niggas like,
if you go back and look at the episode, the niggas that is getting laughed at is the niggas like Riley, the jury, like.
Yeah, but I don't know. I caught that shit though.
Yeah. Well, nigga, you was a fucking born Potter.
But you know what though? I knew it was problematic, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you. I saw the R. Kelly sex tape in the barbershop. That's what I knew.
You told me about that.
That shit's problematic. When I look back now, I'm like, yo, that shit wild. Like,
that's why you in the hubs to this day.
Like niggas watching kiddie porn in the fucking barbershop, my nigga.
Wild. Was that in the hubs?
Nigga, no.
Yeah. Was that back in that was like DVD porn?
Yeah.
This nigga.
Big booty.
A simpler
time. Big booty all stars.
A simpler time. I had a cousin who had the DVD porn, and it was such a simpler time, man, before the hubs, man. We got a don't be a dummy moment, man. This is probably some of the dumbest shit that I ever heard. And the reason why some of the dumbest shit, and there's context to this, but the reason why it's the dumbest shit because there's a lot of things that you don't expect to hear in a courtroom that you hear in the courtroom. Actually, one of the craziest things that I've ever heard was recently in this Cuba Gooding Jr. case. I don't know if y'all know what's going on, but Cuba Gooding Jr. got accused of rape or sexual assault. Same trial from like a year ago.
When he got arrested and shit?
Mm-hmm. Still the same trial. Cuba Gooding Jr.
The Goodens are not doing well. Because remember the other Gooding too?
There's two Goodens?
Yes, he got a brother. He was in.
Oh, he does.
Baby boy.
Rest up. No, not rest up because they not dead, wow, but.
Jesus. He be tripping too.
Get it together, good. Like, yo, shit's not good over there at the Gooden household.
Shut up.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s lawyer claimed in court his argument was small breasted women are delusional. Small breasted women, what they think sexual assault is not always sexual assault. Now, listen.
You lying.
I swear to God, that's what was said. But here's the context behind why he said what he said for those of you who need all the details.
Oh God.
He said, because I know that's what Johnny is like, yo, but Dev, get to the deets.
Need the deets.
Yeah, I need the deets. His lawyer was arguing that because one of the women who was accused of rape by Cuba Gooding Jr. tweeted about it. She tweeted and said, small-breasted women don't really know what sexual assault is. They're delusional about it.
The girl that got sexual assault said that.
One of the women that accused Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexual assault.
So why did he say it in court?
Because he's using that as a, this is who he, this is the type of people that are accusing him. This is, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't
he's
really
also
say.
He's also downgrade the people who are accusing him because of something that he tweeted.
In layman's terms, in social media terms, it would be called reaching, caping, reaching. It's reaching.
From a lawyer standpoint,
yeah,
I ain't mad at that.
No, well, from a lawyer standpoint.
Using that as an argument?
From a lawyer.
I'm asking. Well, look, relax. I'm just asking.
No.
That's you see his face? Like, relax. I'm honestly asking.
Yeah.
No, from a lawyer standpoint, I mean, that's logical.
No, this is the thing. If I'm Cuba Gooding Jr.
She's stupid, though. For
if I'm Cuba Gooding Jr. and this is my lawyer, I'm like, nah, bet. Say this. This works. Anything. Try it.
If I would have saw that as her lawyer, I would have called her like, you. I'm like, what? What made you think of saying that shit? Like even if you do think that logically, like, yo, my nigga, we in an open case.
That's how you know when you get a lawyer that's like, nah, I'm about to really do some digging here. When that nigga gets on the... But, like, I don't know why she would tweet that shit either. So the don't be a dummy moment goes to her. The don't be a dummy moment goes to the lawyer.
What?
And her.
Why the lawyer?
Because... Even though you could make a claim like that, that's not something that you could really stand on in court. Like, you can't stand on...
But here's the thing, Dev, and here's the thing that people don't understand about lawyers. As a defense attorney, all I need is one juror to think, oh, that's not it.
Yeah.
And we get a mistrial. That's it. That's it. I can use whatever argument possible.
Yeah.
Like, she tweeted that shit. He could say, oh, bet she said that shit.
Right.
Oh, we about to run with it.
Yeah, you know, like, a lawyer, so if I'm Don's lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Don... can tell me, yo, I murdered this nigga. I slaughtered her. Like,
no, that's a fact.
What I'm saying is, like, but my job is that as his lawyer is to get him off that case. So if that's gonna get him off that case, if that's gonna get him off that that rape case or that sexual assault case. I'm not mad at that. He's doing his job.
Nah, I'm not mad at that either. But I'm saying that's not something that you could stand on. But when I take into consideration what Don is also saying about all you need is one juror to be.
I can stand on that because what you're trying to convey to the jury is that the woman that claimed is she is getting sexually assaulted, does she even understand what sexual assault is?
Yeah.
Does she even understand that? So now you're making. I'm not saying that. Like I'm saying, yo, because I don't think I'm a fucking asshole this week.
No, Cuban think that you're an asshole every
day. It's okay. And Cuban, yeah. Cuban might probably. I don't know if he did or not, but I mean, he probably did do it. What I'm saying is that, you know. As a lawyer, I'm like, oh, she as the victim, you saying? Small breast woman again? Oh, yeah, big man.
Or it's either the victim, it's one of the victims.
All you
doing
is multiple victims. All court is painting the picture.
Well, this is the very first don't be a dummy that
to the woman?
The victim is the dummy. If that's what the court of outrighteous is going with.
I'm saying
it. And not that the victim is a dummy for being a victim. That's not what has been said. But the victim is a dummy for tweeting what she tweeted.
Yeah, that was wrong place, wrong time, player.
That's clarity. PSAs!
Got my PSA, player.
What's the PSA?
My PSA, it goes to what Don was saying with the closures and shit. Y'all niggas want to pick and choose if y'all niggas going to be healthy or not.
With the closures? What are you talking about?
Like like restaurants and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. As you know, Mike DeWan said, like, yo, no uncle after 10.
Yeah.
The restaurant's like, yo, the fuck I need to be open past 10 for? Closes down shop at 10.
Right.
Feel me? So, as the niggas is like, yo, like DeJuan's fucking up my money. Like, why the fuck can't sell liquor? I'm a bartender. I make most of my tips like this. The rest, you matter. I'm like, yo, my nigga. The nigga literally is trying to get numbers down.
Right.
And your ass is so selfish.
That's an interesting perspective from your camp.
You feel me? You are so selfish to think about.
Yeah.
A compromise is like, yo, I can't close restaurants down or do takeout because motherfuckers can't make no money.
Right.
And we got to keep the economy going. I can't fucking extend unemployment for so fucking long. They're probably telling them, the governor, like, yeah, get them unemployment numbers down, my nigga. We can't keep doing this shit.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Fuck the owner.
But this is the thing. I don't think that you think people are able to look long term with this COVID shit. I think this COVID shit is making everybody feel like they got to look short.
That's cool. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, like, that was just selfish.
Yeah.
For it to be like, yo, I'm that's not making fact. Money because we don't want to serve liquor after 10. But in a summertime environment, you have to do shit. You have to take out a little femur and shit for a nigga to not be able to walk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to take a little bone out. And they'll fuck the whole system. He said, yo, you can't drink after 10.
You know what I feel like, though? I feel like the niggas that's okay with... I feel like the niggas who like, nah, fuck COVID, come to work. I feel like those are the same niggas that have been cool with slavery, though.
Nah, what you got, bro?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like a
damn, we in our we.
Hey, yo, Dev, what's funny is, right? So, Dev, what's funny is, right?
Yeah.
You be talking about Johnny about to get canceled, but that phrase kind of. what you just said right there just kind of blew me just a little bit. What? I don't know what everybody's going to say. Well, you know what the fuck you just said.
Y'all don't look at that shit the same way.
No, the one thing you do, Dad, which is the funniest shit to me.
What?
You will make me seem like the worst nigga. But you say equally worse shit as me, but you will not ever paint yourself as that.
But you know what it is? I swear to God. But you know what it is? If I'm sitting here listening to it and I'm not saying this shit, if I'm sitting here listening to it, yeah, and somebody constantly saying, Johnny ain't shit. Johnny. So I'm automatically going to think, Johnny ain't shit.
Johnny.
But then Dev sliding this
shit. Say the same shit.
It's Johnny.
Literally the same thing he did earlier with man. He contradicted himself the earlier with this shit.
It's Johnny, guys.
It's okay.
It's Johnny, guys.
It's okay. You got Twitter morals too. It's okay.
I don't.
You got death at Twitter morals.
I don't. Johnny, okay. Johnny, we agree. We disagree. You. I love you to death too.
I love you too, but you got Twitter morals.
Johnny, we agree and disagree.
PSA for you Twitter moral motherfuckers. Get out that habit. That shit gonna get you fucked up in the long run.
Hey.
Not about me, but I'm saying like in just life.
I agree with you on that.
You can't always follow the crowd.
Because
you try to follow a crowd. You ain't gonna know when the whole crowd jump off the cliff. And what the fuck you gonna do?
Y'all took that from my slavery and COVID talk situation.
No, I'm saying period.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
You a Twitter moral nigga, though.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't have a sound effect for that. That's not true.
It's okay.
That's not true. John.
My name is Don.
Don. What is our... Do we have a black? If we don't have a black business,
we do.
Too. I got a couple too. I pulled up on this.
What's up? Get them off.
No, Don's Don.
No, go ahead, dog. Go ahead. Get yours off. No, get mine off. Go ahead, man. We sharing is caring, dog.
My nigga. Shout out to Cafe LA and shit over on like St. Clair. It's like in Chinatown and Midtown.
Lit.
Like, yeah, them niggas like got like it's a whole black owned business. It's a coffee shop, ice cream. You know what I'm saying? I had some of like the best vegan ice cream I ever had.
Is this relatively new?
Very much new. Like 2 months, 3 months.
Okay. I think I'm
here. Some good ass food.
Yeah.
I haven't had the food, but the good ass food I heard.
It's gone.
And then reasonable prices.
It's
gone. They on St. Clair, and then also they do yoga, I believe, and like in like weekend mornings and shit too. And I saw a couple people do some yoga in their backyard.
Take care of your wellness.
They definitely lit over there. A nice ass environment. People cool as fuck. I fuck with them niggas.
And what's it called?
Cafe LA. Cafe with a key. Well, not with a key. With a K.
Cafe with a key.
Cafe. So it's K-A-F-E-L-A.
I see where you made the key thing. I would have did the same
feel
thing.
Me? Yeah. I've been in my bag so much. You know what I'm saying?
DC Athletics. Shouts out to DC Athletics.
You already know. Yeah. Shouts out to DC Athletics. And then actually shout out to... that is for all our Detroit listeners, because I don't know too many people who can go out to Detroit.
Yeah, like 13% of people actually are
from Detroit.
From Detroit.
So I want to shout out my dude, Sid. You know, he out here training these young dudes in football. Y'all already go get y'all work in.
Get y'all work in, my dude, Sid.
For sure, he'll get tagged in this boy. But y'all already know, you know, shout out to DC Athletics and my dude, Sid, doing his thing out there in Detroit.
I got one more, too.
Get it off!
Shout out to my cousin, man, for Kim's Oils and anything. Definitely.
It's lit.
I thought you were about to say Kim's Wings. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Them nasty ass wings. Brother. Wings, nasty
you sick.
Shit.
You sick.
Kim's Oils.
Yeah.
You said it was like, obviously.
Where is that?
I mean, it's online store.
Oh, okay.
So it's Kim's Oils. K.
Oh, that's your boy.
You dropped the spelling bee champ at all.
Nah, he's not struggling. He over 10. He said key again.
You look at my high school transcript, English is my worst subject. But you see.
And now he podding. So look.
Bitch.
Come on now.
Bitch.
We potting now.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm about to write a paper motherfucking next week for last week. Bitch.
Talk your shit.
All you niggas that was laughing at me with A's and shit, let me cheer your test. Where the fuck you at now, nigga? You smoking fucking squares, nigga.
Look at you, fucking square, nigga. Borrowing squares off.
Bitch. People. Like I'm saying,
not
though.
Borrowing squares.
Kim's Oils, though. That nigga lit as fuck. He got a Cleveland, Sunshine, Cleveland, Atlanta. He doing it everywhere. He threw an expo, a little black business expo.
Yeah,
and shit this week, and it was lit. Shout out to I think it's Menace Denim or Menace Jeans. I wanna say. I'm gonna say it to you. She definitely does the customized jeans.
It's gone.
You feel me? She lit as fuck over there. Shout out to I was on a panel this weekend too.
Yo, what's the, since we in our fashion bag too, man. Big shouts out to Frisk Me Good, man. She got a show coming up September 5th. When is this? Yeah,
I'm seeing niggas wearing her shit, bro.
Oh, Sierra ain't no joke. Sierra's lit.
You I fuck bring with her back?
We gonna get Sierra up here. Yeah, we gonna get Sierra up here. Cause that's your bag too. So we get Sierra up here so you could dip in your bag. Fucking also, like I said, listen, fuck with the best podcast while Johnny is pulling up his whatever he's pulling up, man. Listen. Cleveland Best, Midwest Best. You know the vibes. 112 interview. I'm gonna probably drop it on Instagram, YouTube, some way where y'all could get that clipped up. You got it? You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on.
Is it my turn?
Shout out to the Everbloom Society. You feel me? Definitely was on the panel the other day.
It's
dropping, I think, this week.
Yeah.
You know, we was talking about love and anything like that.
It's going.
You know, I was talking about peace. You feel me?
Right. I'm about to mess with Johnny real quick though. So I watched that shit, right?
Wait, did it drop already?
No, I'm talking about the video that they had posted and shit. I went on their page. Yes, I saw their page, Johnny. Yes, they had posted that shit on their story.
Oh, okay.
So I look at this nigga page. This nigga Johnny face was so serious at one point, like
he wasn't going for that bullshit.
And then for real though, he was like, "Do I say it?
I said anything I need to say?
Do I keep it quiet?
I had to give him bad side. I ain't give him my righteous bad side though. I ain't want to get too crazy because I don't know her platform though.
Exactly.
You feel me? Because it's not my platform. But my thing is like I don't know she's trying to go for a very subtle
vibe. What's the move? Is this safe space or is this outrageous?
Yeah, you feel if we get in that righteous bag, I can really get in that bag, but like nah, I ain't wanna do that
Everbloom. Shouts out to Everbloom. You gotta be in a certain bag to mess with them.
We gonna bring her on.
Yeah, let's bring her on. So shouts out to you, round of applause. All these black men doing something good, man. Listen, speaking of black men and black people doing good shit, we're going to go out on a very, 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 very high note. Y'all boys, is there anything else that we need to get off? Shouts out to everybody that's been supporting us.
Shouts out to Black Love. Shouts out to the Mission. I'm going to shout out my little sister, too.
Shouts out to M.
Shouts out to M.
Hey, M, I quieted the bombs for
right,
you.
Right, no, she did. You did.
I quieted the bombs specifically for you.
Right, shouts out to M, you feel me?
Ayo, I'm letting niggas know right now. Any niggas try to slide in M's DMs in college, I'm on your ass.
We on your fucking ass.
We coming M.
I know, I
we coming M. We ain't say where she go, but I know where the fuck you go at. I know all the niggas down there.
Any niggas?
I'm on niggas' asses.
Hey, M, let us know if you get smoked.
I might be old, but I ain't old. I'm still young enough to throw in a college party, nigga. Pull up on your ass,
that's
nigga.
Shouts out to
fuck.
You. Shouts out to M. Was that the shout out?
That was it.
Johnny, do you have any?
Shouts out to M.
I don't got no fucking shout out. Shout out to you broke motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, go ahead, get your shit.
You Twitter moral motherfuckers.
Yo, listen, shouts out to everybody that's been supporting
us. They're the three niggas I hate.
That's
broke niggas, Forex niggas, and Twitter moral motherfuckers.
I think Twitter morals is gonna be the name of this episode. Yo, listen, shouts out to everybody that's been supporting us since day one. Stay positive, y'all. Have a good fucking time. I don't know if you listen to this Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday. But shouts out to y'all. Yerp.
Yerp.
We going. My pants poster said, we going ultra. Going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack.
We going.
Occasion we rose to that. Fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black.
We going.
We going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, till my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, Grace Jones, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Sanford and Son reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Talk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die, you get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious. Two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black, even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black, unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack.
Occasion we rose to that, fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change, hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black. We going ultra black. Raiders Oakland hat.